Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Pillai of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers 24-7 while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Come visit the site, join our club, read our articles, listen to our podcast, go to our store, and help us raise money for the kids. As you also know, I contribute to SteelCityUnderground.com, where there are many great columnists covering the Steelers all day, every day, bringing you all the coverage that you could possibly handle, and then some. So please come read all the articles, listen to the podcast, and so much more at SteelCityUnderground.com. And please don't forget that this month at SteelNationAssociation.com, we are contributing, of course, to Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, but we are also raising money and awareness for breast cancer research. So anything that you can do as far as joining our club or contributing to our site only helps yet another cause. So please consider anything. But now I'm going to go into it because it is time to talk about a great Steelers victory for the first time this year. And yes, this is their second one, but this was far more impressive this go-around than it was in Tampa Bay. So the Steelers did exactly what I think all of us have been asking for and calling for against the Atlanta Falcons. They ran the ball and they played defense. And James Conner went back to that week one form where he looked like a stud. And part of that was because the Steelers weren't really playing from behind. And that was a huge thing that they've been facing for most of this season. But they weren't playing from behind. They were able to control the clock. They were able to move the ball with Conner on the ground, which limited some of Ben Roethlisberger's throws, which is exactly what they need to do. He still got his yards. Antonio Brown still got his catches. Antonio Brown still got his touchdowns. And they were just an extremely effective offense, way more balanced and something that they need to be doing moving forward, especially coming up this week in Cincinnati, which we'll talk about soon. On top of that, they played a tremendous amount of defense, the best defense they've probably played all year, getting to Matt Ryan, really handling Ridley and Julio Jones as well in the secondary, specifically because they were getting to Matt Ryan with six sacks, TJ Watt with a handful of those. It was an impressive defensive performance. And when the defensive line, Cam Hayward for one, and TJ Watt in the second set there with the linebackers, when they can get to the quarterback and they can pressure him and they can sack him, then that obviously allows the secondary time to make plays, or maybe not even have to make plays, because we know that that secondary is very susceptible, extremely susceptible to the deep ball. But that really wasn't a worry this past week because there was so much pressure on Matt Ryan. They need to do that this week against Andy Dalton, who can make the mistake. He's already thrown seven interceptions this season. But again, we'll get there. One thing I do want to talk about, though, is the effectiveness of James Conner. And it was just a week ago that I was saying that I thought Le'Veon Bell was needed sooner than later because of his ability to move the ball, as well as his ability to help control the clock, which would keep our defense off the field. They did that with Conner this week. This past week. However, what I would say is Le'Veon Bell returning will serve a helpful purpose. If, the big if here, is he doesn't cause locker room issues. If that locker room can get past all the BS that happened earlier in the season when he didn't come back and all the kind of talking through the media, and I think they will because he's a great player, then he can help this team win ball games. But what Ben Roethlisberger said this week on his radio show is true. He said, just because Bell returns does not mean James Conner should be relegated to limited slash bench duties. And I would agree. There's a role for James Conner. But I would also say that Le'Veon Bell has to be elevated to the feature back. Maybe not in his first or second game back, but somewhere moving into the second half of the season, because he's just superior to Conner. I mean, that's the bottom line. Not to mention you're going to be paying him the prorated portion of the $14.5 million that he's going to have signed for at that point. So you may as well get your money's worth. I think you approach it as this is your last season with Bell, rightfully so. And you obviously mix Conner in, but at the same time, you really work Bell and you really run him into the ground because this is it. This is it. And just use him. And he'll be effective. He needs to get that payday. So he can't half-ass it there. He can't dog it. he's going to have to put up numbers if he's going to get that payday that he wants at the end of the season. It won't be by Pittsburgh, and that's fine. But make him earn it. Now, this week against Cincinnati, Bell won't be there. This will probably be the last game he won't be at. Now, could they trade him by the end of the month? They could. Is it likely? I don't think so. I think it'll be very difficult. And I know the Eagles are sniffing around, and there's some rumor about the Jets and some rumors about the Colts. I just think it's going to be too difficult. So I think he plays for Pittsburgh the remainder of the season. Again, it won't be this week. So this week, I think they do what they did last week. I think James Conner gets the ball. I would give it to him 20 to 25 times. I would keep Roethlisberger at the 30 to 35 throw range if I could. Obviously, distributing the ball as best he can to Antonio Brown, Juju. I'd get Vance McDonald a little more involved this week. He wasn't involved that much last week, in my opinion. I'd like to see a little more out of James Washington, quite honestly. I think he's a big play capability guy that hasn't shown too much through the first 5 weeks in his rookie year, but that's okay. And specifically defensively, I think that they need to concern themselves around A.J. Green, obviously. But the best way for the secondary to do that is, one, you're going to have Joe Hayden guarding him everywhere he goes. That's what I think they need to do. And two, you need to, as a defense, get pressure, as they did last week, on Andy Dalton this week. They rattled Matt Ryan. They sacked him. And if they do that to Andy Dalton, he is more mistake-prone than Matt Ryan is. So you can force him into some turnovers. You can get him on the ground easily. He's not super mobile. I mean, he's mobile, but he's not super mobile. And I think that you can really take him out of his ball game. And if you can get to him, then A.J. Green's not going to get many catches, just like Julio Jones was limited last week. But they do have a rushing attack of Joe Mixon and Giovanni Bernard, who are both averaging 4.5 and 4.6 yards per carry, respectively. So they have a quality backfield there that can get up the middle pretty quickly that they're going to have to limit as well as a defense, and that comes to the front line. I'm looking for Hargrave, Tuitt, and Hayward to play stellar defense against the run, as well as hopefully apply some pressure to Andy Dalton in the backfield. Defensively, I have a few concerns around Geno Atkins, who has 6 sacks, and Carlos Dunlap, who has 4. Those guys, they can get to Roethlisberger, and that's going to be up to the offensive line to protect Big Ben, because this game, as we all know, is going to be extremely physical. It's going to be extremely chippy. It's one that's going to, in this world of new NFL penalties, probably feature a lot of personal fouls. And the one thing we don't need is the extracurricular stuff, and we don't need anybody getting hits or extra hits on Roethlisberger. Obviously, Vontaze Burfict is a guy that stands out, who's just a maniac. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I know that Maurkice Pouncey came out this week, said he enjoys playing against Burfict. He's a really good defender. He plays physical, but that may all be true. But the guy takes it far too far, especially in this game. It's close to dangerous, quite honestly. It gets dangerous on the field. And this game is extremely physical. Let's not forget that the last time that the Pittsburgh Steelers went into Cincinnati, Ryan Shazier was paralyzed. Now, that was actually on a clean play overall. I mean, there was no extracurricular activity on that one. But the point is that these types of things, you never know when they're going to happen, but the extracurricular activities in a game where we already know somebody was paralyzed last year, it just aren't necessary, because we don't need any injuries really on either side, let's be honest. So it's one that I hope that both teams limit. I'm not saying that they shouldn't play physical. In fact, I think they should play physical. I just hope they keep it when the whistles are blown and not after the whistles, because at that point, it's when it gets dangerous. And the Steelers having the likelihood of getting penalized quite often, just because I feel they still lack discipline, really need to watch themselves, because, again, free yards, all these personal fouls that I think are going to come on both sides. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if each team gave up over 100 yards in penalties this week. I really wouldn't. It's that ugly at times. It's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be an extremely high-scoring game. I think both teams will be held under 30 points. I think that both teams are going to go for a ball control type of offense. I really do hope the Steelers do that, but I do think that the Bengals will do that as well. And I think that you're looking at a game in the 20s. And because of the fact that Roethlisberger goes into Ohio and just wins, except for the tie earlier this year, and the fact that Steelers basically own Cincinnati, and the fact that they're coming off of a huge win, I think they have some momentum. They really need this victory more than the Bengals do. If the Steelers can get this win, they pull within a half a game of Cincinnati heading into their bye week. If the Bengals win, the Steelers are 2.5 back at that point. And that's a hard thing to come back on. That's not to say they can't. There'll still be 10 games to go, but it won't be as easy. And if you can send the Bengals to a loss this Sunday and you're going into your bye week and Cincinnati's headed to Kansas City the following week on Sunday Night Football, you've got to like your odds coming out of that. So I think the Steelers are going to be motivated, and I think that they're going to come out and they're going to win this game. I, again, think they're going to do it through a ball control offense, which will keep their defense a little fresher and on the field, the Steelers' defense a little fresher and off the field. A little more often. I think they're going to do it through an extreme amount of pass rushing against Andy Dalton. I think they're hopefully through that pass rushing going to limit A.J. Green's opportunities, and then that's going to limit the Bengals' offense to trying to rush the ball, which would be, I think, to the Steelers' liking, and then they're going to have to play, you know, close the box defense. But I think that that's what they're going to do effectively, and that's the best offense and defense that they can feature. Now, that's not to say that Roethlisberger can't get 250 to 300 yards. I think he can do that on 30 to 35 throws. That's not to say that Antonio Brown won't get 8 to 10 catches. He can do that. And I think Roethlisberger and Brown connection, you know, came back a little bit last week. I mean, Juju's a great receiver. And if you have some dump offs to McDonald and you get the ball to Connor in the air another 3 to 5 times, you're going to be good, and I think that they're going to do that. So I'm going to wrap this up with a Steelers victory. I think it's going to be a 27-23 Pittsburgh Steelers victory heading into their bye week. That's going to do it for me. Come visit me at SteelNationAssociation.com or SteelCityUnderground.com, and hopefully next week we'll be talking to you after another Steelers victory.